And they told me when I got there, they said, now this is a devotion. Okay? About 10 minutes, what we want. I said, I'm going to do my best. Hey, everybody loves Brother John. Since he's had that heart attack, he's on some kind of medication. It's helped his heart and loosened his tongue. But you're right, brother. So I said, I'm going to do the best I can. And about 30 minutes later, I was preaching on letting it flow. Man got up there and he said, I'll tell you one thing, you sure let it flow. But I do. I'm glad to be here. I want to preach a subject this morning. One verse, very simple, very needful. You need it, and I need it. 1 John 2, 1, and we're going to get out of John, out of the book of 1 John, but I want to go back from some time. And I want to get back to this. 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 1. The subject I'll be preaching about this morning is old habits are hard to break. Old habits are hard to break. I've never seen Christian born again people that struggle with old habits like I do in the world we live in now. They come to the altar, they get born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, not judging, just telling you the facts. Washed in the blood of Jesus, they get up, they walk a period of time, and they find themselves right back in the same old habit. Are they lost, preacher? If they confess Jesus Christ, ask Him to come into their heart, and He saved them, they're saved. They just need to know how to get over them old habits, amen? 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 1, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Old habits are hard to break. My little children, these things write out unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I thank you that we don't have to live with old habits, but they can be broken. Lord, I thank you this morning that there is a remedy, there is a cure, there is a procedure, there is a process, there is a plan, there is the blood, there is whatever you want to call it this morning, whatever we want to call it, it's there and it's in the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray this morning that whoever may be having an old habit, that it be broken this morning. And Lord God, that we'd be set free from things that hinder us and hold us back. Bless this service. Bless this sermon. Bless your people. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated. Old habits are hard to break. I can't hardly preach that without thinking. Oh, Hank Williams had a song one time. Well, I kicked the habit of smoking back some time ago. And I've tried the hard stuff. You've all heard it. Just don't sit there and act like you something. Come on. You're dealing with it. I'm dealing with it. We're sitting there like, you ain't supposed to sing that in church. Well, I kicked the habit of smoking back some time ago. And I've tried the hard stuff. And I had to let all that go. But the toughest thing I ever gave up was today. And whatever that is, you fill in the blank. And I'm going to show you in the Word of God how to give it up today. You may be here this morning, you're saved, but you're bound up in something that you need to get rid of right now today. The Bible says in 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 1, that if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Jesus Christ paid for our sin on Calvary. Amen. And once a person's under Holy Ghost conviction and they admit they are a sinner, believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and call upon His name for salvation, that person at that moment is saved, born again. But what about that old habit that's in our life that we just can't get over? I want to give you five things this morning that if you'll apply them to your life, if you're taking notes, if you'll write these down, I promise you that you can be set free from these old habits that are in your life. You say, preacher, you don't know. I've had old habits in my life that only by the blood of Jesus Christ that they're defeated today. But there's a process that we go through. And number one this morning, I want to tell you that you must confess that old habit to God. You must confess that old habit, and to confess it is this: it's not to confess it and keep doing it, but is it to confess it and to agree with God that it is a sin, it is an old habit, and it needs to be broken in your life. He says this morning that we confess it to agree with God. The Bible says right where we're at in 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 9. You say, how do I confess it? You confess it. You just tell God what you're doing. You say, Lord God, I confess that I'm doing this old habit, and I want it broken and I want it gone. You know why a lot of time we don't confess the old habit? It's because we like doing the old things. We like doing the old desire. We like doing the old disobedience. We like doing the old things. But the Bible says in 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sin, amen? If we confess that old habit and we confess that sin, look at this, if we confess our sin, He is faithful. Not you and I are faithful. Not you and I are just. But it says that He is faithful and He is just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. This morning, number one, if you got an old habit this morning and you know about it and it's raising its head up in your life and you know that you're saved, but that old habit keeps coming up, and I ain't going to list not one old habit, I pray this morning, because I don't want to give you that habit. You know your habit and I know my habit, and I know when it needs to be broken and you know when it needs to be broken. He says that if we confess it, if we repent of it and we give it to God, He will take that old habit. The Bible said, the psalmist said in Psalm 139:23, search me, O God. Hey, this morning, if you're going to confess that old habit and you're going to get away from that old habit, you're going to have to let God search your heart. You're going to have to let Him search deep in that heart, Sister Kinsey. Just what you just said. You're going to have to let Him search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. This morning, I want you to know, when you confess that old habit and you say, Lord God, I want that old habit removed. It said, when you get to that point, I don't want it to conceal it no longer, but I want to reveal it. I don't want to conceal it. I don't want to hide it. But I want to reveal it. And I want you to touch it, God. I want you to move on it, God. Hey, this morning, are you not sick and tired sometimes when things come up and you say, Lord God, I don't want to keep doing this. There is a lot of saved people that are doing things they don't want to do. Oh, Paul said in the Bible, the things that I should do, I find myself not doing. And the things that I don't want to do, I find myself doing. And today, the only way to get by that old habit is that we confess it to God. Hey, we don't try to hide it. He knows it anyway. Amen? Hey, we get to that place and we confess it. I'll never forget when I was a kid and my mom would ask me, did you do that? Always, every time, the first answer was no. Amen. Hey, was that you? No. Is that yours in the back of the truck? No. But I always had a name to put it on. I always had a person to put it on. Hey, but I got good news. When you come to God and you want to get right and you want that old habit, bro, there's not no other name you can give it on. There's nobody else you can blame. But you have to say in your own heart, Lord God, I confess this old habit and I ask you to break it in my life. He says this, that if we confess it, He will answer it. But number two, I want to give you this morning. Not only do we confess it, if we sin a sin, we have an advocate with the Father, we confess it to agree with God. But number two, we pray about it. Not only do we confess it, but we pray about it. Just to tell God you got a problem is not enough. Just to tell God you got a problem is not enough. But you get to that place, you pray about it, and you pray earnestly, and you pray sincerely that God will move that old habit from you. I can tell you countless of men and women that me and my wife's been to, and we go in, and they don't want to keep doing the same thing they're doing. They're saved. They've been born again, and they're doing an old habit. And we go in, and they say, preacher, I want it broke. I don't want to live that way. And when you get there with them, and you say, can I pray for you? They've done confessed it, and you say, can I pray for you? And they say, yeah, pray for me. And you tell them, say, I'm going to pray for you. just like I pray for myself. Lord God, whatever that sin is, when it starts coming up in that old habit, Lord God, I pray you make them so sick. Lord God, I pray that you just bring it to their mind. I pray you put a sickness on them, not unto death, but a sickness that'll get them away from that, Father. Lord God, I pray that you'd break that habit. Friends, I want you to know when you get real with God, He'll get real with you. Amen. Hey, I want you to know this morning, in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and verse number 17, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. We must be praying. If you don't pray and you don't stay in line with God and you don't stay right where He'd have you to be, you can still be saved, but them old habits will rear their head back up. They'll keep coming up. They'll keep raising up in your life. And the only way to get over them is you must confess it and you must pray about it. And this morning He says in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore, what are you talking about, preacher? Let us therefore come boldly. Who can come boldly to the throne of grace? It is the saved man that can come boldly to the throne of grace. Hey, when the lost man gets saved, then by the blood of Jesus, he has access to that throne. And this morning, I want you to know, you must confess it. You must pray about it. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen? In time of need, when we have that need. And when you take an old habit to God, it ain't this right here. Lord God, I ask you to forgive me of everything. Amen. It's when you get specific with what's going on in your life. But see, when you get specific, you're going to have to confess it, and you're going to have to pray about it, and it's going to come to your mind, it's going to come to your memory, it's going to come to your heart, and you're going to have to tell God what that is in your life. I see, number one, we must confess it. My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Number one, I must confess it. Number two, I must pray about it. Yesterday I was at that men's meeting over there, and we was getting ready to preach. And when I got up, I started telling about something that the Lord had gave me. I said, I want you to know the Lord has gave me something new. I'm talking about something shiny. I'm talking about it's very expensive. I'm talking about it's one of a kind. There's not another one like it. And I asked him, I said, can you guess what it is? Can you think of what it is? And the same as you are, they was thinking maybe it was a truck, maybe it was something. And then I brought up my baby boy. Hey, how God had gave me something new. How God had gave us something that was shiny, something that was priceless, something that's precious. Hey, but I got good news this morning. As priceless as he is, and as priceless as Kaylee is, and as priceless as my wife is, there is nothing more priceless in my life than my salvation and a clear conscience before God. Friends, I want you to know, when I get to that place and sin starts raising his head up, it ain't that my wife's going to catch me. It ain't that the church is going to know it. I've got somebody living inside of me, and it is the Holy Ghost. That old holy ticker, that old nitpicker, he'll get nitpicking me to death, and it ain't long. I got to get to that place that I got to confess it and I got to pray about it. I can't hide it. I can't conceal it, but I got to get real with God because he's been real with me. Amen. Oh, my goodness, he says this morning, number one, we confess it, them old habits. We confess it, them old habits. Number two, we pray about it. We pray about the old habit. But number three, we must hide his word in our heart. If you got an old habit and you want it removed, you got to put something in its place or it's going to come back. I don't care what it is. If you're going to remove it, if you say, God, I want you to remove this old habit, and he removes it, you better be ready to put something in its place. If you don't put something in its place, when it comes back, it's going to come right back to that same place. Let me give you this. If any man sin, number one, we must confess it, that old habit that's in our life. Number two, we must pray about it. But number three, we must hide his word in our heart. Psalm 119:11, the Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Put the word in and it will push the old habit out. If you'll put that word in, it'll push that old habit out. The more you confess it, the more you pray about it, the more you hide his word in your heart. And you say, what does that hide, preacher? What's hiding that word? Just memorizing verses? Oh, no. It's when you store that word. It's when you treasure that word. Once you put that in and that word's in your heart, them old habits has got to flee. Them old habits has got to get gone. They got to get out of that place when you hide his word in your heart. You know what? God won't hide it in there for you. You won't have to hide it. He's given you the word, he's given me the word, but we've got to get to the point where we hide that word in our heart. I want to give you the fourth thing this morning, and right here is where we have a problem with old habits. Sunday school this morning had opportunity to teach the youth, and we talked about this, and this is where we got to. Since you've been born again, what is one thing that's changed in your life? If you are born again this morning, there would have been something that changed. If nothing ever changed, you got saved and nothing changed, on the authority of God's word, you need to be saved. There's a change comes when the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit comes inside of an individual and starts living inside of them. There is a change. And one way that change is we get to the place where we have a clear conscience before God by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we confess them old habits and we want them to remove them. I don't know nobody that gets saved that don't want to be clean and to be washed new. We get to that place, we confess it, we pray about it, we start hiding His Word in our heart. And the fourth thing that we do, if we get to that place that old habit's got to be removed, is this right here, we get away from the wrong crowd. There's one way old habits will have to flee. We get away from the wrong crowd or get away from the wrong pass. I'm going to tell you why we don't get over old habits. You listen to me. So you don't know that preacher. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I tell my daughter all the time. She'd be trying to tell me something. I said, listen, you can't lie to a liar. She'd walk in the house, tell her mama something. I said, she lied to you. She'd walk right on through. How do you know? I said, you can't lie to a liar. Used to be one. Maybe. Come on. You can't lie to a liar. When they walk in the house and open that mouth, they start telling something. You say, no, I just let them go. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a mom and daughter spout. I don't get in there. I have my own down the road with my son right now and just sitting back. But you listen to me, and I believe this. Look up here at me 1 minute. When you're saved, your crowd's going to have to change. You can't be born again letting the Holy Ghost live inside. I'm not talking about shunning them, getting away from them, writing them off your list, doing away with them. But I'm talking about if they're not ready to line up with the Word of God and get where you're trying to go, you're going to have to distance yourself. You can't be running with that same old crowd doing the same old thing and doing what they used to do, because it will not work in your life. Because if you keep running with that same crowd, it won't be long. That old habit's going to come right back in your life. It's going to be right back in there. You're going to be saved, but you're going to have that same old habit that you've always had. This morning we talked about one thing that's changed in our life. And we had kids say that happiness has come. We had them talk about conviction has come. We've had them talk about that their attitudes has changed. Man, that's good, ain't it? And then several of them, including myself, used this right here. One thing that's happened in my life since I've been saved is my friends has changed. I didn't want them to change. Most of them friends was high school friends forever. But I'm on a different path now. I'm on a different course. I'm not on the same path. I'm not on the same course. I'm on a different one. And if there's one thing I don't want to raise back up in my life, is old habits that I used to do. I don't want to raise back up old habits that used to be in my life. He said, preacher, how do you handle them old habits? How do you handle them things? Don't you think it don't come against me? It comes against you and it comes against me. Hey, don't you think when you go somewhere and you see something, that old habit don't want to raise back up? You say, well, I'm too weak. Yes, we're all too weak. But the Holy Ghost that lives inside of us, the blood of Jesus Christ, is strong enough to deliver us through that. You're going to have to get to that place, and I'm going to have to get to that place and say, no, I'm not going to run with that crowd. I'm not going to go that way. I'm not going to do that thing. If somebody's comfortable enough to sit down at a table with you and dine with you and live any old way and there's no conviction on them, maybe what's going on inside of me is not coming out of me. That old crowd must not be able to get around me in my circle and do what we used to do and feel comfortable to talk to me the way they used to talk to me. They ought to be a change. And I want to show you this in the book. That number one, I confess it. Number two, I pray about it. Man, I pray about it. I heed on it. And I search that word. Number three, I hide it in my heart. But I'm not running where I used to run. If I keep running, if I keep walking in slippery places, I'm going to fall, Brother Hagin. If I keep running around with the same old crowd and I'm the only one there, it ain't going to be long. I'm going to fall. And you will too. You're not strong enough. You can't keep running in it. You can't keep doing it. You can't keep dabbling. If you do, it'll be back in your life. And I hear this all the time, people that are saved. People I know genuinely are saved. They cry all day long and all night. They don't want to do what they're doing, but they find themselves doing what they don't want to do. And most of the time, it's because they're with the wrong crowd. They're with the wrong crowd. J.W., you'd never done what you've done if you just stayed at the church. You'd never finished the Marines. You had to go get with the Marines. You had to go get with that basic training. A while ago when he stood up here, I put my arm around him like I always did when me and him pray or something. And I say, what, you know that thing that was hanging on the side? I got two of them. I said, boy, where they're at? He said, preacher, they run them off of me. You see, that crowd is different. That crowd is different. I realized something in my life when I got saved. I had to be different. Sister Denise, that song, Different. My same crowd. Brother OJ, same crowd, ain't the same no more. It's different. Brother Heath Butler, the same crowd, ain't the same no more. Brother Donald, ain't the same crowd no more. Brother Austin, ain't the same crowd. Brother Jerry, ain't the same crowd. I can't run, Brother Jake, I can't run with that same crowd. It's got to be different now. I got to be different so them old habits don't come back. Let me show you this in the book, what I'm talking about here. He says them old habits, you're going to have to get away from the crowd that you run with. 1 Corinthians 15:33, write this down and pin it down if you don't have it in your memorization. 1 Corinthians 15:33, old habits that are hard to break. 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived. He said, don't you let nobody fool you. Not one person. Let's just turn there. 1 Corinthians 15:33. I do not want to misquote it. 1 Corinthians 15:33. 1 Corinthians 15:33. You do not be deceived. Don't you ever let a preacher stand behind this sacred desk and tell you anything different. Don't you do it. You listen to me. Who you run with is going to determine a lot of who you are. Well, I tell you what, I had a good kid until they... But guess what? Your kid become part of that crowd. My mama tell you she had a saint as a son. And then she realized that I wasn't a saint. I was just a sinner that needed to be born again. 1 Corinthians 15:33, listen to me. Get away from the wrong crowd and the wrong past. Why? 1 Corinthians, be not deceived. Don't you be deceived. Be not deceived. You can't do what you used to. Be not deceived. Evil communications. You hang around that stuff, it's going to get on you. It's going to get on you. Evil, you don't believe me, you get around somebody got a bad attitude, it won't be long you'll have a bad attitude. I come in, I got a bad attitude, my wife, it won't be long she'll have a bad attitude. This morning, I love being at church. If I could be here at 7, I'd be here at 7. I don't like being late. I got that back when I worked, I reckon. Luke Spurl, you didn't start to work at 5. You was sweating at 5. He didn't pay you to walk to your machine. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You was at your machine work. He started paying you. You better be working. It's instilled in me. And this morning we got up. I'm honest with y'all. I'm too honest sometimes. And I got up this morning and they're in there. Son, they've been to the paint shop. I'm talking about hair dryer running. There's stuff in there running you ain't never heard before. There's straighteners coming out all over the place, and I'm sitting there gritting my teeth, and I'm just getting madder and madder by the minute. I'm talking about Brother Shea. I'm getting mad, son. And I'm sitting there in that recliner. I'm watching the watch. 8:30 rolls by. 15. I got to be here now, okay? I'm teaching Sunday school, preaching today, going to a funeral, I'm preaching tonight. I got a schedule I got to keep. I'm the preacher. That's what the devil's telling me in my mind. You got to do this. And I'm watching my watch, and 9 o'clock hits, and they still at the paint booth. And I'm rolling my tongue around. Y'all don't never get there. I'm rolling my tongue around. She comes out, and she says, "Hun?" Boy, that marks me. "Hun, you better get ready, or you're going to be late for church." I'm thinking, there's no bathroom open. Yeah. So at 9:07, I got to be here at 9:30. At 9:07, I roll in to the paint booth myself. I hadn't shaved in 2 days. I got in there, and I got where I could get out and get ready. I got everything on. And I come out. I said, "I ain't wearing a suit. They just give me a pair of blue jeans and a shirt." "Wow, what is wrong with your attitude?" We get in the car. She makes me put this on. You see, I have a bad day just like you do. Old habits wants to raise up. Man, I didn't want to be nice. I wanted to talk to her. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But I understand the Bible says, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Them scripture that I've hid starts raising up when I get fuming. And we go to get in the car and she starts telling something. I said, "Look, I ain't no mood today." And she gently reaches over there. Y'all hear her laughing? And she pats me on the hand and she says, "You just get in the mood." Listen to me. When you, man, I'm telling you, I'm talking to somebody this morning, You've got to have somebody in your corner that ain't going to tell you everything's going to be all right. You can pout. They've got to tell you you need to suck it up and get with it. You need somebody in your life to tell you you don't need to laying down pouting and whining and crying and doing all that. Get up, put your big britches on, and let's go and do what God's called us to do. And that's what I got in my corner over here. I'm not with them other boys that told me I deserve to have it my way, do it the way I wanted to do, but I got somebody in my life who tell me, and it's time to get up and get doing what you need to do. And this morning, I want you to know the wrong crowd won't tell you that, and the evil crowd will not tell you that. It'll corrupt your communications. What if she'd have told me, Brother Hagin, you just have your pity party, do what you want to do. It'd affect this whole group this morning if I would. There's some daddies in here this morning. The way you're living is affecting your whole family. You're running with your buddies and running with the crowd and think, oh man, I can be one of the buddies, one of the dudes. And you need to be a daddy, you need to be a father. Maybe some mamas in here this morning, you think, hey, I can just run and do what I want to do. I don't have to. No, you need to be a mama to them kids. Maybe some kids in here this morning say, I got it my way. I can do it my way. You know, that's the anthem in hell right now. I did it my way. Everybody in hell screaming, I did it my way. That's why I'm here. This morning, what I'm trying to tell you is that old habits in your life need to be broken. They need to be broken in my life. I must confess it. I must confess to God. I must pray about it. I must hide His word in my heart. And I must not be around evil communication. Let me share with you the last point here. I must not be with evil communication. Let me give you this. He says this in the Bible. He says this in Proverbs 4:15. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. Get away from that wrong crowd. But the last thing I got that I want to share with you is when you get away from that old crowd and you done confessed it, you're going to have to stand your ground. You got to stand your ground. I'll never forget. I hadn't been out of jail very long. Done been saved. And this guy come to the house. Man, I hadn't seen him in years. One of my old buddies. And I was laying in that old single wide trailer. And y'all know the trailer that had the glass door on it, and at the bottom it was metal like, and then it had two screens you could lift up screen wise. You know what I'm talking about? They don't put them in new homes no more. You can lift them up. I was laying there, Kaylee's little, and I was stowing her up, laying in front of that door, letting the sun come in. That dude just walked up right there. And looked in the house where I was stowing. Hadn't seen him in years. And I called her and I looked. And I gave her to Brandy and I walked down the porch. I said, what are you doing here? What are you doing at my house? Well, my old buddy, man, I come. I said, no, I ain't your buddy no more. I'm not a buddy no more. I don't live that life no more. What do you want to go and do? I said, no, we don't do no more. I'm saved, washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't do that stuff no more. I don't do that old habit no more. Well, man, I got some. I said, I don't care what you got. We ain't going down that road no more. I'm through. I'm done. Over with. I stood my ground at that moment. If I'd have said, oh, come on in, set back, let's relax, but I'm not going to partake. You know what? It wouldn't have been long. He'd have felt comfortable coming to my home. I said, where do you need to go? Well, I was dropped off. I thought I could stay here for a couple of days, like we used to do, buddy. I said, I told you, ain't you, buddy, where do you need to go? He said, wherever you can carry me. I said, you got Sullivan or Hamilton, pick it, whichever one you want to go to. I'm talking to somebody this morning. You need to tell some of your old friends, hey, I'm tired of these old habits. You've got to pick it wherever you want to go, but you can't stay here. Somebody need to tell Satan this morning, you can go anywhere you want to go, but you can't come to my house no more. Somebody in here this morning needs to tell Satan, hey, there's old habits I'm through with. You ain't coming to my house no more. I looked at Brandy. I didn't get in that truck and drive down the road with just me and him in that truck. I took my accountability partner. See, she, boy, y'all just don't know what she means to me. She's not only my wife, but she's my accountability partner. She knows when I mess up quicker than anybody. I said, we got to carry him. She said, what? I said, we got to get him away from here. He can't stay here. We load him up in that pickup and didn't say a word all the way to Hamilton. And we got to Old Brian's parking lot, and that was years ago. And we opened the door to that truck, and he got out. We didn't speak a word. He got out. I closed my door. He closed his door, and I left that place. And I left that old habit behind. And I want you to know I was standing my ground at that moment in my life, letting him know. You know how many people he probably told, hey, don't go up there, it ain't no use no more. But the problem is we don't want nobody to say that about us. Because deep in our mind we said, if I hold on to this old habit, when I need it, it's still there. But when you completely get rid of it, it's gone. Let me show you this. James 4:7. Stand your ground. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Resist means stand firm and stand your ground. To break old habits, you and I will have to resist the devil, or he will never flee. If we will turn him down in Jesus' name, he will turn around. But I wrote this down. If there is no resistance to Satan, Satan will just let it roll out of control. I wonder who this morning I'm talking to that's got an old habit that needs broken. You know who I'm talking to. You know. Just an old habit. What is that old habit, preacher? Give it. I can't give it to you. Because I don't know yours. I don't know. But I know this. Drinking and drugging wasn't my only habit. The closer I got to God, I realized I had some more old habits. So this morning, if you think it's that kind of an addiction as the old habit, you missed the whole sermon. An old habit's anything that takes God from being first in your life and putting him second. And when you've been there at that spout where the glory runs out, you'll know when an old habit tries to rear its head back up. If you're in here this morning, you got an old habit and you need it broke, I got good news. This altar's open. And God's on the throne. And Jesus will make intercession for you this morning. If you'll confess it, pray. Stick that word down in that heart. Get away from that old crowd. And stand your ground. A lot of people believe when they get saved, it's a magical pill. I took it, now it's going to be better. It won't work that way. It won't work that way. Salvation is not some magical pill that you pop in your mouth. Salvation is what helps you get through. It's what helps you. It's what helps you. It's what's sealed you a home in heaven. But unless you get to that place, them old habits will come back up in your life. Old Hank said, I kicked the habit some time ago. I wonder if you could say, I've kicked that habit this morning. At the altar. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your love. I thank you, Father, that old habits can be broken. I don't care what anybody's got going on, Father, and you don't care. You can break anything. Father, I've seen it in my life. Father, even my attitude. Father, you break that attitude. Father, you set things in course and you set it new. Lord, when we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. Lord, our walk won't never be the same. Lord, I pray whoever I'm talking to this morning that just has an old habit and they're sick and tired of it. They come to an old-timey altar and do business with an old-timey God. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it in Jesus' name that you touch, that you give them the courage and the ability to step out from that pew. Father, they know the old habit right now. And I pray they don't walk out with it today. But they stand their ground and they call on your name. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said. I ask you to stand.